Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. We are finally getting a ridge building in that will bring us almost a week of dry weather, which is really exciting, and also makes me want to reflect back on this year's wet season. I have to say that subjectively, it felt like an endless wet season to me. Now the numbers do sort of back that up. As of the first week in March, we are at 125% of normal. So we got 8 more inches of rain so far this winter compared to the average winter. But it also seemed to me that we got that rainfall in smaller doses spread over more days. So instead of raining really hard for a day or two followed by some sunshine, this year it seemed like we got lighter rain for many days in a row with fewer and shorter breaks. But just to be clear, I didn't go back over all the data to confirm this. It's just kind of the way it felt to me. Maybe it felt the same way to you. Now the next question in mind might be, does this extra 8 inches of rain make sense given the fact that we were in an El Nino this year? Kind of and kind of not. In general, the storm track, or jet stream, hits the coast farther south during El Nino winters. Farther south is in San Diego. In fact, if you want to remember that, El Nino rhymes with San Diego. Conversely, the storm track hits the coast up north during La Niñas, so think Seattle. Your very next question might be, well, what about Humboldt? We're kind of in the middle. And unfortunately, I don't have a great answer to that question, because at our latitude, it can go either way. And in this case, we did look carefully at the data. Actually, my predecessor, Nancy Dean, did. What she found is that we are smack dab in the middle from the standpoint of El Niños and La Niñas. In other words, some of our wettest years and biggest floods happened during El Niños, and some of them happened during La Niñas. We're definitely special in this regard. Down in San Diego, for example, all of their wet winters are during El Niños, and for Seattle, all their wet winters are during La Niñas. But you just can't make such conclusive statements about Humboldt County. Now, what this means is that it's a lot harder to give a seasonal forecast for this region. And I know this because I get asked this question all the time. Wherever I go, people love to ask me, hey, Troy, what kind of winter are we going to have? And I'm usually not in a situation where I can explain our unique challenge when it comes to correlating the El Nino signal with how wet our winter will be. But now you do know. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.